TanCast.
TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
There's an old saying that's been around for a long time. The best things in life are free. That may be true, but you'll need money to buy some cool shit. And that's why we created the official TanCast store! That's right, get your own t-shirt that says...
Ask me about the free sex.
Or...
I'm fucking in here!
Or even a coffee mug that says...
You're doing it.
Find all this and more at cafepress.com/TanCast. Or click the Tan Score link in the show notes. Do it now! Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Welcome to 2000 TanCast.
The year of the tan. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the sickly A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the healthy as a horse cock in TanCast.
Healthy as a horse cock,
cock.
Or healthy as a horse cock?
Horse cock.
So you're healthy as the as healthy as a horse cock is.
Yep.
Your cock isn't as healthy as
no,
a horse.
No, he is healthy as the specific horse cock that is in TanCast.
That was a crazy make 'em up.
Wasn't that crazy?
It was
clearly
crazy.
Made up though.
It was crazy. You didn't know what the fuck was going on. You're like, that was crazy.
You didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Maybe I didn't.
Shall we start off with some tan laughs?
Sure.
Whee!
Wait. Let's get the TanCast bingo people and take a quick tangent. Noah, we're going to double dip this tangent. Quick, Noah, tangent.
I got no tangent.
Oh, we should put that bingo card as the first link in the show notes. Bingo. There it is. Princess Edamame sent us a TanCast bingo card like that she created. So we offer it to you, listeners. Now you can play bingo with this episode.
Yep. One is that we talk about other shit before we get to the tan laughs after saying, let's start off with some TanCasts. And then another one is... Noah has a tangent.
You can't try and make bingo, though. You just gotta live your life. Live your TanCast life.
Living it.
Don't be cheating.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's all gotta be organic.
Yes, organic.
Okay.
Like Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Or my stool. My stool is 99% organic.
What's that other 1%?
I snack on sand sometimes.
Sand is not organic?
No, it's mineral. Tim Science fail.
I thought sand was fish poop.
You thought sand was fish poop?
No, it's ground up rocks.
Sand is fish poop.
Fish might poop out sand, but sand is rocks.
I'm trying to start a new urban legend. Sand is fish poop. Pass it about.
I pass it to shit.
Tim's mom is fish poop. There.
No one knows who Tim's mom is. Everybody who knows who sand is. Fuck, sand is fish poop. Spread it along.
Everyone knows who your mom is.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
She works down by the docks.
She doesn't work by the docks. She doesn't work anywhere near the docks.
Oh, she works by the docks.
No. All over
those fucking docks. Shit. She's docking that motherfucker up.
No.
What?
And without meaning to, we've gone on a tangent.
Just because you're docking with Brutus, Noah, doesn't mean my mom works by the docks.
No, she does. I think she works by the docks. She works on the docks. She's like, let me just lay down this fish guts and you can do me.
Hang on, I'll wait a little while longer and maybe Noah will be funny. Not likely.
I'm still waiting for you to be funny, Tim.
I'm still waiting for you not to be a jackass.
Nah, that's not gonna happen.
I have a longer wait than you do. I guarantee it.
No, you don't.
I'm still waiting for you, one of you to come up with a better comeback than a middle schooler would throw out.
You know what? You're a butt sniffer.
Yep, there we go. That's it. That's the high quality of retort I was waiting for. Thank you, Tim.
No problem.
Thank you for elevating us.
That's what I do.
You're like an elevator or shoes with, you know, extra heel.
My phone is on vibrate. Now it's time for the tan laughs. Left, dirty jokes, corny jokes, send them in, we'll read them all. Ten left, right. This first-hand laugh is from Christopher, or as he's known on iTunes, Chris from Hey. it's my favorite. He goes, it's your favorite gay and D23 listener, Chris, and I heard a joke I had to share, but I wanted to send it to just you so Noah doesn't ruin it. Ha! Ha! I love when the listeners help me dig on Noah.
I guess he didn't want the joke to be funny. That's fine.
No, he would have sent it to you if he didn't want it to be funny.
No, he said it to you, so therefore he didn't want
it
to be funny.
No, he would have sent it to you if he didn't want it to be funny.
No, he sent it to you. That means he doesn't want it to be funny. It's cool. Go ahead.
No, if he would have sent it to you, that would have meant he wouldn't want it to be funny.
No. To me, he would want hilarity.
This is retarded!
I hope you all have a gay old time this holiday season. Keep up the good work. All right, and here's the joke. How do you know you're at a gay picnic?
When the potato salad tastes funny?
No, when the hot dogs taste like shit.
Oh.
Ew. Nailed it.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. Was that supposed to be funny, Tim?
Oh, no. It's a happy new year, not a hateful new year.
It's hateful.
It's the third day. We got to be positive for just a little while longer. One of my cats is super pissed off that he can't visit while I'm tan casting. He's outside the office door. Meow. Meow.
Let me in.
All right, my tan cast?
Tan laugh, but yes.
No, tan cast. You guys get the fuck out. I'm just going to talk for the next hour. It's going to be all politics.
All politics.
And good
all
luck, everybody.
Time.
Politics and hate.
It's there's the close button. No one would blame you.
Yeah, well, let's do a tan laugh, and I'm going to try to do this through the Sudafed. A professor sent to darkest... Oh, sorry, let me back that up and say, this one comes from Gary. Now I'll start it again. A professor is sent to darkest Africa to live with a primitive tribe. He spends years with them, teaching them reading, writing, math, and science. One day, the wife of the tribe's chief gives birth to a white child. The tribe is shocked, and the chief pulls the professor aside and says, look here, you're the only white man we've ever seen, and this woman gave birth to a white child. It doesn't take a genius to figure out what happened. The professor replies, no, chief, you're mistaken. What you have here is a natural occurrence, what we in civilized worlds would call an albino. Look, over in that field there, all of the sheep are white except for one black one. Nature does this on occasion. The chief was silent for a moment and then said, tell you what, you don't say anything about that sheep and I won't say anything more about the white child.
That's funnier than I expected it to be.
Yeah, I got a good laugh out of that one. I was like, oh, and he didn't send it to the other two guys, so this will be a surprise for them.
Yay, surprises!
A little New Year's treat, like when we all used to live together and take shits in your shoes.
That was a treat, let me tell you.
Happy New Year! Oh, it's still warm.
It's like Père Noël, except it was Père Feces.
If you rinse your shoes off because they got mud on them and then you leave them outside, snails will crawl in them. Just let's let you know.
Oh, I've stepped on snails barefoot before.
I did not step on it, because I think I saw one nearby or saw it in there. I was like, get the fuck out of my shoe.
That's why I always salt my earth.
And I made doubly sure there wasn't one hiding in the toe, because I did not want to do that. Anyways, okay. A man and his wife were working in the garden one day. When the man looked over his wife, he said, damn, bitch, your butt's getting huge. I bet it's bigger than the barbecue. He didn't say bitch, but I added it. You know, why not? Yeah. With that, he proceeded to get measuring tape and measure the grill, then went to where his wife was working, measured her butt. I was right. Your butt is 2 inches wider than the barbecue. The woman chose to ignore her husband, and late at night in the bed, the husband felt a little frisky. He made some advances toward her, but she completely brushed him off. What's wrong? He asked. She replied, do you really think I'm going to fire up this big-ass grill for one little weenie? I knew Tim was going to do that.
Yeah.
So predictable.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was almost bored to sleep by Noah.
Oh, so original, Tim. Where'd you come up with that?
Oh, I learned it from watching a stool sample. A stool sample named Noah. Noah the stool sample. So, how was everybody's holiday? Especially Noah the stool sample.
It was excellent. I did some stooling.
You sure it wasn't just a sample?
Nope, some actual stooling. It was great. My holiday was good. Had a lot of time off. Got some stuff done around the house. Not as much as I would have liked to. I would replace the faucet, though, if it needed to be replaced, but, you know.
Did you ever get that faucet fixed there, Andy?
Was that a dig at me?
Yeah, it was a dig at you.
Yeah. Yeah. You can suck it. I got a new faucet.
Ooh, damn.
Did you install it?
No one's getting the ire of everybody.
I did.
Excellent.
I installed it myself.
Look at you.
Oh,
at
my
you,
God.
Mr. DIY.
The builders, because that thing was original to the house, the piece of shit faucet was. The builders apparently decided that faucet should never, ever, ever come out. And then Rust decided to help them.
As Rust will do.
Yeah. So
oh, that wacky Rust.
I'm operating at a weird angle in a tight space where I can't actually, like, get pliers attached and, like, really get any leverage on it. Trying to get something that's completely rusted tight out. And, yeah, I kept hitting my knuckles against the wall and then against this kind of sandpapery underside. Because there's this anodized shit on the back of our, the tubs for the sinks are, like, protected on the bottom or... For some fucking reason, I guess that side might get wet too or something. So I'm like scraping up my knuckles and, you know, I was going to say I'm not proud to say, but no, you know, I am proud to say. I'm proud to say I stuck the fuck with it. Because it took me hours to get the fucking old bolts out of there. Like, I was down to the point where I was considering getting the sharpest and strongest drill bit I had and just trying to drill the bolts out through the top.
Drill, wow. Baby, drill.
Yeah, I was going to go just, you know, slash and burn on that fucking thing, and I finally got one of them to loosen up. After literally hours, like, my side ached from wrenching my arm at that weird angle for, like, days afterwards. It seriously felt like somebody had just socked me over and over and over in the shoulder. But I fucking did it, and it's gorgeous. The new sink is so much nicer than the old one. The faucet made all the
difference.
Well,
you put a whole new sink in, too?
No. Just the faucet. But it's like a whole new sink because the faucet's, like, up higher and sticks out further.
Okay.
And the removable part is just the main faucet, instead of having a little, like, cheap plastic sprayer thing on the side that always goes off, like, just sideways, and fucking leaks and whatever. It's so nice.
So
I would totally
nice.
Have sex with that sink if I wouldn't break it. And I'm not fucking breaking it, because it took me hours to fix it.
Good job, baby. Good job.
But yeah, there you go. I got that done. I'll never have to do that again.
Andy.
At this house.
Doing it.
You're doing it.
I did it.
It's done.
Now it's done.
He did it.
So, no, anything else? You got any stories to compete with that? Anything that made your shoulder sore?
My arm's a little sore. I started to break up some concrete, but I didn't get that done. I was like, you know, it's going to take a while. I think I'll just do a little bit over time, and eventually it'll be done.
Yep, I remember the last time I had to bust up a lot of concrete. It sucked, and there were three of us.
It sucks. It's a little to me.
Yeah, you should get some help. Trust me. If it still sucks head, and it's three of you working on it, three big guys working on it, yeah.
But there is no time frame for it.
Ah.
So just at some point, we'd like to do it. So I'll just do it over time.
All right.
Do a little bit every
do
day.
It over time.
And then I'm going to try to finish the rest of my to-do list up today before I have to go back to work.
Do you leave a lot of stuff for the end of the week?
No, just little things that I didn't get. That weren't that important, but I kind of wanted to do, like, washing my car and clean up some wires and mowing the lawn and stuff like that.
You're
going to
wash your car in this threatening rain weather?
I don't know what it's like over there, but it's sunny over here. I mean, it's a little overcast, but mostly sunny.
That could turn to rain at any second!
Any second!
It could.
Oh, no!
What, is it raining over there?
Nah.
Oh.
It's actually bright sunny outside.
You piece of shit.
So, me and Noah went to Double D's.
We did.
That's exciting. Yeah.
It was delicious.
It was.
Awesome.
We had the ribeye steak sandwich.
Ribeye, baby, yeah.
I missed that.
It misses you, baby.
You were right here in California.
I know.
What happened? Why couldn't you make the trip up? All right, that doesn't sound good.
Let's save that for when I tell you about my vacation.
All right.
Sounds like a party. Did you get anything cool for Christmas, Andy?
Well, you should ask Tim, because it's Tim's turn to talk.
Oh, sure. I know what he got for Christmas.
I keep trying to hand the torch back to T. You keep giving it to A.
The problem is Noah and I have been seeing each other. Easy. Not like that.
Oh, yeah. We've been seeing each other. Dog in a bathtub, baby. Dog in a bathtub.
Ew. What are you, yeah. Schlepping his Fronix?
What? His what? What? What yeah, are those what words?
My made-up horrible thing.
Yes.
For Urban Dictionary that I got in.
Oh, yeah,
Schlepping
yeah.
my Fronex.
Oh, yeah. We should put a link to that. There. We just did.
Yeah.
It's like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
So, yeah, he already knows what I got for Christmas.
But Tancast listeners don't know.
They don't care. They're like, fuck, if we hear one more thing about Tim, we don't give a shit. Fuck Tim. We listen for the sexy A and the... No, sorry. Got that backwards. The insightful A and the sexy N. And we tolerate the terrible T. Look at my alliteration on mine there, huh? Tolerate terrible T.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my whole damn life, baby.
Well, I listened to the very last scene, Unseen. That was very sad. That actually was quite funny. Fuck. For those of you who don't know, Seen Unseen is a podcast where one guy, there's two guys reviewing movies. One of them has seen the movie, one of them hasn't. You may have picked that up from the name. And they played clips from some of their shows because they're hanging it up. They've been doing it 3 years. They're like, we're fucking done. But it's funny, like, there doesn't seem to be any sadness in their voice in the last episode. Like, they really seem like they're done with it. Like, they're like, ha-ha, that was fun, fuck it.
Man, eventually, someday, you know, by death or taxes or whatever, Tancast will end.
Mm-hmm. Because
everything does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's the heat death of the universe, something will cause Tancast to end. But, yeah, it, assuming that it's still the three of us, that we haven't, like, handed it off for some reason... I assume it's got to be the three of us, because who the fuck else would do this week after week?
It's going to be Terrence, Aaron, and Neil, and they're going to take the ropes.
Oh, goodbye, Terrence. Goodbye, Neil. You're a gay motherfucker. I don't know why Terrence is Southern.
Why not?
Why not? Indeed. We've all been replaced. Yeah, you know, the studio's just going to come in and go, you know, it's a great concept, but these guys got to go.
We're casting it with Owen Wilson and Ben Stiller. And Will Ferrell.
That would be comedy gold.
That would totally be hilarious. If someone knew them and we could get them to record an hour and all, each of them pretend to be us, that would be amazing.
And if the show could end with one of them punching Owen Wilson in the face, that would be awesome.
Oh, wow. All right. Oh, wait. There wasn't a black person there. There wasn't two black people there. I got to work on that.
Yeah, you really do. Two half black people.
Mariah Carey and Halle Berry. There we go.
There we go. Except the names don't work, but you know what? We'll just call them Terrence and Andre. Whatever.
Well, they'll be playing characters, because, you know, they're actors.
They're actors, yes, that's true. That's true.
I've seen Glitter. Mariah Carey can tear that shit up. Mm-hmm. That is a lie. I have never seen Glitter. Oh, so anyway, what I was going to mention about Seen Unseen is we want to do a review of Avatar, which you guys saw, and I didn't, and then we could be our little
tribute.
Salute to Seen Unseen.
Aww.
As they go quietly into the good night.
And I was wondering, you know, when it's the three of us finally signing off, you know, whether it's next week or the week after, will it be with sadness or will it be like, all right, we're doing one last one because we felt like we need to say goodbye to you all, but we fucking hate each other now.
I was like, I don't think there'll be a last one. I mean, there'll be a last one, like, just
we just won't come back.
There'll be one that retroactively becomes the last one.
Yeah.
Like Mean Dog.
Yeah, fucking Mean Dog. It's like, yeah, we got more episodes in the pike. That's a year ago.
Wow.
They were quite irregular, though, to begin with.
So's my colon.
Yeah, see, I'm irregular for posting and for updating and for working and all the rest of those things. But at least I make this. Make time for this. My wife was in the hospital and I made time for this.
It's funny because it's true.
Yep.
You're a trooper.
I'm a super trooper.
A stupid trooper.
Really? That's what you're going with?
That's what I went with.
I can see you going with it and just letting it go. You're like, it's Fender stage. Look at what I said. Yay.
Live in this with me.
Really, Tim? You going to call me out on that shit?
Yeah, I'm going to call you out on.
Yep. Mr. I'm Center Stage. Your whole name is Center Stage, motherfucker.
Actually, I think my name is Center Stage.
No, you're basement because you fell through the stage. Through.
Oh, no, did you forget English?
A little bit.
I fell through the stave.
The stave?
Noah ended 2009 with a surplus of Fs and he's got to get them all out.
Actually, ended 2009 with a game night and it was lots of fun.
I know that because I was there.
Excellent. Did you enjoy yourself, Tim?
I did. I enjoy the games categories. We should play that more.
That was fun.
Oh, actually, I want to talk about something because the next night, me and Danelle were watching Criminal Minds on, I don't know, whatever program. I think Ion Television. And they have fucking a shit ton of commercials on Ion Television. And so, like, Danelle was just getting really irritated, like, fuck, we just had a commercial! And there'd be these long breaks. So I finally put it on pause, and we grabbed Taboo, and we just started playing with each other. Nah.
Like, you were just censoring yourself?
Yeah, you'd have to, yeah, you, like, we would go back and make sure we didn't say any of the words we were supposed to, like, you know, in the heat of the moment. And okay. We're pretty good about it. It was mostly just, I mean, we weren't really playing against each other, like, you know, to try and win points. We were just playing for the fun of it and to kill time during the commercials. And so one of the clues Danelle gives me is, like, she pulls the next card and goes, okay, this is something I do that you hate. And I was like, I am not touching that with a 10-foot pole. You better give some other clues, because I ain't saying shit right now.
Oh, you mean that?
Is the clue divorce? Because fuck that. I can just see me starting to list off things. No. No. No.
Shoot with your mouth open.
Yeah, you know what it was? It was belch. I was like, do you know how far down the list that would have been?
Did you say that?
Yes.
Nice. You don't yell at anything, but you're like, you know, there's a bunch of other shit above that.
I just mean I don't hate when she belches.
Oh, okay.
Who doesn't like to have their woman belch? That's funny.
It is comedy. Yes, because they giggle afterwards. That's what makes it the best. It's the giggle.
It's the giggle.
So, Tim, are there any other tales of Christmas merriment that you wish to share?
I got Star Trek for Christmas, so I've been watching the shit out of that.
Of course you have.
Betcha. Yeah,
that's
boy.
What you do. That's what you
Actually, I've been
do.
Watching the shit out of Tropic Thunder for no good reason.
Yeah.
It was on HBO, so I recorded it. That's some funny shit.
Yeah, yeah, get him chugging on some of Alpha's ass water. That'll fix him right up. It's cure-all.
The more I watch it, the more I like that movie.
I'm not surprised.
I just love Robert Downey Jr.'s line about, what kind of farmer am I? I'm a lead farmer!
Motherfucker! Are you near your kid? Is that why you're not swearing?
No, he's asleep upstairs.
Oh.
That poo that I was cleaning before we got on, it took it out of him.
As it does sometimes. You're like, shat, and now I must rest.
I've got the empty bowel syndrome. EBS, time for nappies.
Did you guys hear? Yeah. Oh, I had another story to tell. Oh!
About three bad brothers you know so well. It started way back in history. That's all I got. All right, go ahead.
Okay. When I was talking about other people replacing us, do you both know who Andrew W.K. is?
No.
Name sounds familiar.
He was a singer that was kind of like, he made a splash in like 2001. He had like long hair and wore like all white. But apparently he was a magician by committee. Like, he was just playing a role. And there was like another guy before him for the first album. And then he took over for that guy. I don't know. I just thought, I'm like, that is fucking odd. And like, some people noticed and he like denied it. And then I guess he just came out and said it like, yep, I was just the guy. I mean, I don't mean a different guy like in a philosophical sense. I mean an actual totally different person. That was just odd to me.
You look different. Like, you look like a different human.
It worked for Darren Stevens on Bewitched.
It just amazes me that it happened and they got away with it. Like, I don't know. I mean, I guess some people noticed, but didn't seem like it was bigger news until now.
Well, if you don't have that big a fan base, no one's going to notice.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I have his album. I enjoyed it.
I was just like we were saying, if someone replaced one of us, what, 30 people would notice?
Wait, one of those guys looks a little different. We should try it, Tim.
Hi, I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
The other thing I was going to say is, apparently, someone sent out real spam. Like, it was spam, but it was actually, like, you could get real money. So they sent this email out to a bunch of people to see who respond. One guy responded and got $10,000.
Wow. That sucks.
You know what really sucks about that? Is now thousands of retards are going to use that as an excuse to forward me fucking chain mail.
Yep.
True that one time. Now, you know what else was true that one time? I'm going to punch you in the fucking face next time I see you.
Yeah, it does
That's
seem
my
like...
warning. That's my warning to the universe. You send me a chain letter, I'll punch you in the fucking face.
Wow. All right.
Done.
If you don't hear this warning, that's too fucking bad. You should listen to Tancast.
I just found out a random girl I used to have a huge crush on in college listens to Tancast.
Oh, really?
She found me on Facebook. She goes, I found you via Tancast. I was like, that never happens. People find me and then are unwittingly forced to see 7 million status updates about Tancast. And then they defriend me.
I don't want to be your friend anymore.
Yep.
Oh, I totally lost track of Tim. Oh, there was a reason I lost track of Tim.
Yeah, I'm sure they see that little Facebook thing in the corner. You haven't talked to Tim in a while. Yeah, good fucking riddance.
Yeah. I never defriend anybody. I'll just hide them. Like, if they get annoying enough, I'm like, I'm hidden. Have you guys seen that graph where about how much HP ink costs to, like, everything else? Not everything else, but a bunch of other things.
No.
Like human blood and vodka.
I have not.
And crude oil. Apparently, HP ink costs more than human blood, according to this graph.
So if I print with my own blood, I'll be saving money.
would be, Tim. You would be. If you'd be saving the most money if you printed with crude oil.
Really?
Crude oil is on this graph is the cheapest thing. Red Bull costs more than crude oil.
Yeah, but I think that Red Bull would run a little more than HP Ink does. Then again, you can't sign your soul away without human blood, so...
Seems like you should be way up there. You can't just print out a contract.
You can use pig blood.
I use HP Ink.
Wow. You know what's most surprising to me is not that HP Ink is that expensive, that human blood is that expensive.
Really? You think it should be cheaper?
I mean, it's everywhere.
Well, I bleed freely all the fucking time, so...
Fuck, there's homeless people. Tap a vein.
Well, I guess, you know, if you have it, you don't really need it. But when you need it, it's really fucking valuable.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because something like that is, you know, cost per mil. Next time I bark my knuckles, I'll be like, well, fuck, there's 40 cents down the drain.
Well, you should start giving up your blood.
Yeah.
I got to start, you know, bleeding myself into little jars or whatnot and store them.
I think you have to store them better than that, Tim.
Just toss them in the pantry. I'll write the date on them with a Sharpie. It'll be good.
They'll keep, right?
Nice, Tim. Nice.
No amusement. Yeah, nice, Tim. Nice. I'll burp the Tupperware lid. I'm not an idiot. It's not my first rodeo. All right. So, Andy, do you want to talk about your vacation yet, or are we saving that for another time?
Oh, no. I'll talk about it now.
Do it.
Do it. Do it. And do it. Do it. Do it.
So, after we recorded the last Tancast, I went and saw Avatar with basically my entire company. The company paid for all of us to go see it, so just took some time off in the middle of the day and went and saw it.
Ooh,
that was fun.
You.
Then I got up early on Saturday.
He got up early.
And what was that?
Nothing. Go on.
Suck my cock. Got up really early on Saturday. And, you know, finished tossing the last couple of things I needed in a suitcase. And packed up the PlayStation 3 and drove to Hartsfield-Jackson. And, hopped a flight to Phoenix. Missed my connecting flight from Phoenix to Santa Barbara. And wound up sitting in Phoenix for an additional 3 hours after my plane was supposed to take off.
That's how
fun. Doesn't love sitting in Phoenix?
Yeah, the awesome part of that was the flight from Atlanta to Phoenix had been so goddamn full that they had taken my carry-on bag that had the PlayStation 3 inside of it and also my cell phone charger, and they gate-checked that all the way through to Santa Barbara, which means I'm sitting on the ground and my bag is heading to Santa Barbara, and my cell phone is looking at me like, what you fucking want of me? You were watching a movie all the way here.
You were watching a movie on your cell phone?
Yeah.
iPhone.
I got
baby.
An iPhone. iPhone. Baby.
Oh, right. You and your fucking iPhone fucks.
Yep.
Fuck I was watching, you.
I was watching Iron Man. I was watching Robert Downey Jr. be excellent. Excellent. So... my phone is almost dead. I call my wife, then go and buy a book because I need something that doesn't take batteries, and turn my phone off, and sit at the gate for 3 hours. So when I finally get into Santa Barbara and the wife picks me up and we drive to her parents' house and pick up my son and then drive all the way up to Northern California to see my family, instead of getting there around 7 o'clock and, you know, having dinner with people and seeing people and whatever for that first evening, we got there at 10 o'clock and everyone was asleep.
Hooray!
Fun!
Hooray.
Hooray!
So we spent all of Sunday with my family, which was awesome. And then we spent the part of Monday where my family wasn't working with my family until Monday evening when we hopped back in the car and drove another 5.5, something like that, hours back to her parents where we had been 2 days before.
Yay!
And it was around that time that Caitlin had started coughing. And Drew had started sniffling. He'd had a little bit of a cough on the way up 2 days before that, but it was really starting to show that both Caitlin and Andrew were sick. So we get to her parents' house, and the first thing I see when I walk through is her mom trying to sleep on the couch because she is racked by coughing fits. I'm like, oh, joy. This is just going around. So we did a bunch of her family stuff on Tuesday, and by Wednesday, my son was sick enough that we bailed on some other family stuff that we were supposed to be doing.
You niggers.
Dirty little niggers.
So that he could stay home and nap basically all afternoon because he was starting to get really, really sick. And Thursday, we took
niggers.
My son to the Ready Care to go see a doctor because he wasn't breathing so well. And that's not a good thing to be doing right before Christmas.
Kids just do that to fuck with you.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think you believe me.
So right around then is when my wife's father started to get sick. So just in time for Christmas, I, her brother, and his fiance are the only well people in the house. So all three of us know it's basically a ticking clock. Oh, man, I'm going to take a quick sidestep here. I tweeted about this, but it was just too fucking funny. So back in August, when we were out there visiting them for Junior's first birthday, everybody else in the house had gone to sleep. Her brother hadn't come in yet or something like that. I was the only one awake downstairs, and I didn't want to go upstairs and use the bathroom up there because I'd wake everybody up. So I took a fat, nasty shit in the downstairs bathroom that's, like, you know, down away from basically everything except for the office, which is where he was planning on sleeping. And after I took the fat, nasty shit, they didn't have a, you know, one of those fart fans, so I opened up the window and closed the door. But apparently he decided right after I walk out of the bathroom, as he's just arrived, that he's very sleepy and he's going to go brush his teeth. And I tried to warn him, but he had already opened the door. So apparently that became like he bitched about that to me a bunch of, oh, dude, what do you got to use? No, you can't use the downstairs bathroom. It's right next to where I'm sleeping. I got to fucking brush my teeth in there. And just on and on and on and on and on. I'm like, yeah, yeah, blah, 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 little bitch.
Wow. It's a way to go.
He's a guest at their house taking nasty dumps.
No. We're both guests in his parents' house, and I'm fucking family now. So you know what? He can live with my shit.
You can
it's
live
still
with
not
my
your
shit.
House, regardless whose family you are.
I am his only nephew's father. So you know what? He can take it. And he wasn't even there yet. And the bathroom is public property. It wasn't like it was inside a bedroom or anything else like that. It was a public bathroom. I needed to take a shit. Unless they wanted me to go out in the backyard, dig a little hole like a dog, and poop into it.
I think that's what they wanted
you
to do.
Okay. So apparently he complained to his parents later about the fact that I'd stunk up the downstairs bathroom. So very quietly, because, you know, they're very proper and waspish, for some reason, I don't know, Caitlin or somebody made up some story about, like, I hadn't wanted to use the upstairs bathroom because I had a shitty toilet seat up there. And I hadn't, because part of the reason that I would have woken everybody up was that they had this toilet seat that shifted around, like, left and right, and made, like, a loud clacking noise whenever, like, if it shifted to the side. It sounded like a fucking gunshot. But apparently they had decided that that was the only reason that I didn't want to use the upstairs bathroom was because of this shifty toilet seat. So they replaced the toilet seat in the upstairs bathroom right before Christmas. Apparently nice. Just for me.
I didn't think it was just for you. I think it was for them.
It's for the benefit of everybody.
For everybody who wants to be downstairs. So anyways.
Mm-hmm.
We get to Christmas, and my son got a ton of toys again. That we actually had to leave 3 boxes worth of stuff in California to be mailed to us. Because there was so much shit that we could not fit into our belongings to get back on the plane. But, things were going along pretty well. I was like, oh, I got a bunch of Charger stuff. That's nice. I got a Charger jacket that's, like, really fucking awesome. And I got a Charger mug, and I got some other nifty stuff, and I got some books. And I got fucking Glenn Beck's book from my wife's grandfather. Who knows what I think of Glenn Beck? There is no mystery between us. Of what I think of Glenn Beck.
Andy, it's a really good book. You should check it out.
I can't. I left it in California.
Like, in the garbage.
This isn't even gonna go into a box. I'm not even gonna pretend. I told her parents, I'm like, we're fucking leaving this here. You guys can throw it away if you want. I really do not give a shit about this. And Caitlin's mom, his daughter, was saying something about... oh, there goes Noah's mic. We will pause this story.
Is it really going?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You think we'll make this up?
No, no, I thought maybe you thought the coughing was the sound.
No, 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 no.
Oh,
there's
no,
a thing
no, no.
You cough, and it's like, cough, kisses, 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 kisses.
Sounds like you're short-circuiting almost. This Tancast Noah Mike Fail is sponsored by all the great people who participated in Leave Tancast and iTunes Review Day. So let's thank you by name. Rube Burris, thank you. History 1901, thank you. Tex Batman, thank you. Wadiwo, thank you. Praetor, thank you. BlueJ21, thank you. Fonzarenko, thank you. Robin523, thank you. Adam1217, thank you. Mrs. Tuttle, thank you. RandyX2, thank you. Anon5150, thank you. CH3LS, thank you. Stephen F, thank you. InYoDude, thank you. Long Beach Huntington, thank you. Real Big Dork, thank you. The Color 9, thank you. Kreeliz, thank you. Disney Parks Man 06, thank you. MLoose10, thank you. Nate, thank you. JW11, thank you. Tancast Fan, that's a double thank you. Exam No Map Case, thank you. Orlando Bishop, thank you. Joe Anthrax, thank you. Amy SB, thank you. Your Intern Buddy, thank you. Fikes, thank you. Chris with a hey, thank you. Gary from SAC, thank you. The Van, thank you. Jay Ribeiro, thank you. And lastly, Tancast, number one Salvadorian listener who lives in VA, thank you. Thank you guys so much for making Tancast Review Day such a success. And now, back to the show.
All right, so as I was saying before Noah's mic failed, my wife and her mother were starting to kind of get into it a little bit. He knows it's an insulting gift. He knows that Andy fucking hates Glenn Beck. He knows this. And, you know, yet if politics that are contrary to him are brought up around him, he'll storm off to his room and go sulk for like a fucking hour. But he apparently thinks that it's okay for him to do shit like this on Christmas, to give somebody a shitty gift and expect them just to take it with a smile. And her mom's like, well, you know, he's old, blah, 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 blah. And I said something along the lines of, and you know what? Being old isn't carte blanche to be a dick.
Nice.
Andy, making friends.
Influencing people.
And then things went south. I believe I mentioned before that she hadn't slept really well for like the several nights previous to this because she'd been coughing her lungs out. So it didn't go over so well.
Choose your battles. Choose your battles.
She got very upset and said that I should not call her father a dick no matter how he's acting, that she doesn't appreciate that, and et cetera, et cetera. I apologize. This is actually the fucking coolest part of this story from my point of view. I apologize. Caitlin kept fighting.
Ooh.
Caitlin was like, no, fuck that. He doesn't need to apologize. She like went into the other room with her mom and like kept going after this. She's like, he knew what he was doing. It's like, if Andy wants to call him a dick, Andy's right.
Like, wow. Look at your wife getting your back.
Sticking
up for you.
Fucking wife. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, it actually got to the point where like she and her mom were going at it. Like, her dad went in there to try to like break the fight up and was like, hey, you know, it's a shitty Christmas gift. Let's just, you know, we'll laugh about this in years to come. It's like, it's a snake bolo tie, which is another, you know, like legendary shitty family gift story on their side of the family. And my wife was like really, really adamant that her mom not, you know, win this argument of no, Andy does not need to apologize going after her. So I came in, I'm like, snake bolo tie. It's a snake bolo tie. Come on, let's just, we've got to be here for several more days. It's a snake bolo tie. I don't care anymore. So, she finally gave it up. But she was fucking sticking to her guns, man. It was awesome. So anyways, we had a pretty good time, you know, except for everybody still being sick for the next couple of days that we were there. And then we go to come home, and we get to the Santa Barbara Airport. And we're waiting. Nobody's coming into the little tiny-ass terminal gate. People are like standing room only in that area to tell anybody, you know, hey, let's start getting the first set of people. Let's start getting the second set of people or anything like that. And we're getting down to like minutes before the plane should be taking off. Not even minutes before it should be loading up. But just absolutely no mention of anything. So I go out. I'm trying to find anybody who works for the airline. There's only a bunch of TSA people around there who, of course, they don't know anything. Oh, no, we don't work for the airline. I walk back in, and they've just announced that for some reason, even though it's bright and sunny, the plane that we're supposed to be on has been diverted to LAX and had been, like, quite some time before, and they were only getting around to telling us now that we needed to go find other flights because our flight was being canceled. Not delayed, not anything else, your flight's just gone. So they gave us phone numbers. It took me 45 fucking minutes to get somebody to get me on a different flight, and then that flight took off 3 hours after that. So we got to sit around the airport in Santa Barbara for 4 total hours with a screaming child. And the day, the night, actually, before we were supposed to be leaving, my wife's parents have put this rather decorative runner going down the stairs from their upstairs to their downstairs. And the runner's rather slick. And I've slipped down it several times. And the night before, my wife slipped down it and broke the big toe on the other foot. So my wife has a freshly broken toe that she's hobbling around the fucking airport with for 3 fucking hours.
Well, you got to find a place and stay put. Don't just keep hobbling for 3 hours. That's just mean to your wife,
well,
really. That's, think about it.
Wasn't,
like, come on, honey.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We got 3 hours to kill. Let's jog.
Yeah, it was
I know your toe hurts. Suck it up. It's Christmas.
We hobbled from one place to check in our baggage to another place to go through security and then went and sat. And then we had to hobble from there back out to go find our baggage and then back to somewhere where I could get cell phone reception where I could call somebody. And then we had to hobble from there to somewhere else to go get food because Junior was screaming and we were both starving and it had been hours and hours and hours. And then we had to hobble from there over to the other side of the admittedly small airport because we were now on a different carrier.
Why didn't you just put them in one spot and then you do all those things? Like, they don't need to be there for you to make a call, for you to go get some food, for you to...
Well, I left baggage. Them pretty close to where we got the baggage.
I'm just saying.
But they couldn't stay where they couldn't stay at the gate that we'd been at. They had to,
sure
they
could.
Clear out of there.
Stay there for a while anyway. Stay there until you have an alternate plan.
Well, that's what we did. We came out and grabbed the baggage, and then they sat, and then I got an alternate plan, and then the idea was, let's go find some food. Because we didn't
know
what
I think you're full of shit, and you planned poorly!
Well, maybe. I did plan a little bit poorly.
Poorly!
And full of shit.
See, I am perfect and have never made any mistakes,
yeah.
And that's why I'm judging you.
Yes.
Way to go, Tim.
So we thought that we'd be home on Monday, you know, around 8 o'clock, like home.
I thought
home.
The story would be over by now.
Not back in Atlanta.
Come on, this is Andy, baby.
I'm on the home stretch, and you two motherfuckers can go ahead and suck it.
All right. If the story's ever over, we'll suck it.
All right. So, thought we'd be home around 8 o'clock. We actually got home like 1:30 on Monday. And it was right around that time that I started coughing and my nose started running like a leaking fucking faucet. So, the very next day, I got to call in sick to work, a place I hadn't seen in a week and a half.
Andy is no good for sickness. When sickness hits Andy, sickness hits hard.
Hey, you know what? My father-in-law is still sick. My mother-in-law is still sick. My brother-in-law and his fiancé are both still sick. My wife and my son are both still sick. I was back at work on Thursday.
Pussy.
Push her!
Suck it on down.
Push her.
Suck it on down, suck it on down.
Suck on down, suck on down, it's balls. Man, when I unwrapped that Glenn Beck gift, and I looked in the box and went, fuck.
was the dude standing there?
No. He lives out here. He's on this coast.
They shipped
that piece of shit out there.
His mother-in-law's father.
Oh, he lives over where you are, Andy?
Yeah, they live this direction.
Go take a dump on his porch, dude.
Well, I threatened to send one of my son's diapers to him by way of thank you.
No, send him the Obama book. The Audacity of Hope.
Yeah, he wouldn't speak to me for weeks.
And yeah, you're welcome. Look, I solved two problems at once. Look
at me.
That'd
be right about right.
Not only that, put some of those tabs on, like, some pages. Just make it look like you've
passages.
Actually put yeah, exactly.
Write
just make it look like
margins.
You put some real thought into it.
Yeah,
because you know he won't read it anyway. Just put like, oh fuck this guy.
Yeah.
Better get like, Al Franken's book. Rush Limbaugh's a big fat idiot, or lying liars and lies and the lying liars who tell them.
Actually, it's kind of funny. I my dad bought me that book, Lies and the Lying Liars.
Ah.
So I turned to my brother-in-law's fiance and said something about, you know, I think I'll balance the universe by setting this between my Al Franken books so that they can eat it. My wife goes, no, we don't discuss politics in this family. I said, I'm not discussing politics. I think Glenn Beck is a personally odious human being. I think there's very little redeeming about him as a person.
Odious.
Yes.
Odious.
Yes.
Odious.
Yes.
Words lost all meaning.
All right.
Word never had a lot of meaning for me. Odious. Sounds like it smells.
Yeah. Odorific.
Oh, hey, by the way, that little rant
something
about Glenn
is
Beck.
Odious. Crack a window. Something is odious in this bitch.
That little Glenn Beck rant reminded me. The iTunes review day. We got a couple of reviews on there from...
what the fuck?
Admittedly... Hang on. Daddy's going to bring it back home for you. Got a couple of reviews on there from admittedly conservative listeners.
Yes!
Who said they still like to listen.
I was surprised by that.
And I just wanted to say, I have no problem with people who are conservative. In many ways, I used to be much more conservative than I am now, and I still get being conservative. You know, small government, don't spend a lot of money, personal responsibility, all good things, all core conservative values. I am totally behind that. So, conservative brothers, you are welcome here.
Ancestors.
Ancestors,
sisters.
Yes, conservative
What's
brothers.
Happening? Hello, ladies. Yeah,
yes,
how
hello,
you doing?
Ladies. Hello.
Gaggada gaggada goo.
I am fine with conservatism. I'm not fine with the direction the leadership of the Republican Party has taken, with what you would call neoconservatives. I'm not fine with the fear-mongering and the hate-mongering and the xenophobia and the manipulations and all the rest of that crap. That's what I'm not cool with. If you've got a difference of opinion with me, and it's just an honest difference of opinion, that's fine. It's the fact that the political discourse of the party that unfortunately currently represents people who consider themselves conservative is so fucked up. That's my problem. So
how fucked up is it?
We've already talked about how fucked up it is. I don't need to go back into it, but...
Okay!
So, conservative listeners, thank you for listening.
And as long
we love you guys just as much. As long as you're not being asshats... It's asshats we hate.
I hate asshats.
And we are often asshats, too, ourselves, so.
And we are self-loathing asshats.
Indeed. Because we're equal opportunity.
Speaking of TanCast, all right, he won't stop.
No, I won't. I was going to say, speaking
of
asshats.
Will the senator yield the fucking TanCast floor?
All right. I was just going to say that we hate the fucking liberal asshats, too.
So now that we're an hour into the episode and we finally mentioned TanCast Review Day, we should say thank you to everybody who wrote us a TanCast review.
No, we should say holy shit thank you to everyone.
That's even better. Some of them were quite funny.
Thank
a lot
you.
Of them were quite funny anyway.
I would say the vast majority of them were quite funny and all of them were quite touching.
I was telling Noah, it's like some of them put like some people found way more insightful ways to describe this podcast than we ourselves were aware of that making it. Like, yeah, it's three guys connecting on a level and you totally can relate. I'm like, whoa, fuck, shit. Now I feel like we need to step up our game a little to live up to these reviews.
Yeah, there was one that said something about following their course, the course through their personal lives as Andy becomes a father and then loses his. I'm like, that is way more poetic than I would have thought of ever putting it. it's true. It's absolutely true because we were here for both of those things. But that just it feels like there's a story arc here when it's just the three of us fucking around every week.
And how do we repay these listeners for these reviews? Noah and Tim bickering about 10 laughs and Andy's 7-hour long story about his Christmas.
Yep.
Merry Christmas, motherfuckers.
Bitching about his Christmas. Yeah. I am full of holiday cheer. By the way, I'm going to read one of the iTunes reviews.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "I like the monkey. He's funny." Yes.
Wait, are you talking about the black people or you?
It doesn't say. It just says, "I like the monkey. He's funny." Although I actually know who that review is from, so it's for me.
Nice. It's funny, though. Some people had already written a review, and they still participated in iTunes Review Day. And so, on more than one occasion, so if they had already written a review and they wrote a new review, it erased the old review. Mm-hmm. And on one, at least one occasion, they had given us a 5-star rating and gave us a 4-star rating in their new review.
Hey, that's honest. Feel free to re-review us down. That's fine.
Every time you make me write another review, you lose another star. All right, fuckhole. So stop asking.
Oh, I wrote this
Shut
fucking review.
Your fucking mouth.
You lose a star.
Ask me 4 more times, it's a negative star. All right, asshat, liberal or conservative asshat.
Or centrist. Moderate asshats can suck a dick too.
So do we want to get to some of the links that Noah's been churning out while we were talking?
I'm sorry.
While Andy was talking.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's be fair. I was the one blah, blah, blah.
That other link was that car I told you about that was like...
Wait, you weren't recording for the first one.
Hmm?
The TanCast listeners don't know of anything. You were talking about the links during your mic fail.
Yeah.
So start at the very beginning of the links and go all the way through, baby.
I was?
Noah, thank you for the hotness. Dimsum.
Yeah, Noah's just fucking linking up a storm.
Dimsum, big ass titties.
Oh, yeah. We should talk about that when Andy's done with this epic tale of woe.
I'm recording if you want to sync it up.
When else was there time for you to talk except during the fucking mic fail?
I recorded. I was recording it all.
It was Andy. Mic fail. Noah said something. Andy.
Now I don't remember.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, there's some big titties. There were... Oh, the guy from the bike. At the person. The purse thief. Guy got off his bike and just tossed his bike at these guys on a scooter. His pedal bike on these guys on a scooter and fucked him up.
I'd actually seen this on Dig. I love that the two guys get off their bikes like, we are going to fuck you up.
Well, that guy runs away, and then it cuts to video on what other people rush in, I guess, it looks like.
Yep.
Fools rush in.
And then last link is a car sliding down the road, and people open the doors and hop out. Done.
Well... Really, listeners who are not near a computer, I hope you really feel like you were there, because that's about all Noah's going to give you.
Noah paints a moving picture with words.
The
if
problem
you flip
is...
Noah's words really fast, it's like they're moving.
The problem is some people listen to this while they're in the car, while they're fucking working, while they're
I
not near a computer.
I sent the links to you guys. You act like I'm the only one that have the links. Click on them, watch them, explain.
It's your story, baby. You got to tell your story.
You are the link
bringer. Tell your story.
No attitude fail.
See, this is why I don't click on your links on Facebook. There's no explanation. You just like links.
Have a link.
The link
click
is
on
in
or don't.
The explanation is in the link. There's always a little snippet or at least a picture.
Yeah, but it's only the first couple lines of whatever the thing is. And if the point isn't until later in the paragraph, Danella turned to me the other day and goes, Noah posts some random shit on Facebook. I was like, I know. I don't tell you.
Well, whenever I post a link, the subject usually explains why I'm linking it, because it's interesting to
Hogwash.
Me.
That was some good cheese.
Andy just had a bowel movement.
Cheese.
So do we want to talk about Avatar? The seen, unseen, seen Avatar?
I think we do. Noah, do you want to start off, or are you still out of Fs?
No, I got Fs. Fuck you, asshole. Fucker.
There you go.
Nailed it.
There was one F in fuck you, asshole.
Yep.
All right.
So just so I still had Fs.
The fucker that you brought up two Fs. Good. All right.
This is funny.
All right. Well, fuck it. I'll start it off.
Go for
I'm
it.
I'm trying to be given. I talked enough, but okay. Here's Andy's short version of Avatar. I liked it. The 3D was well done. The CGI of the characters was incredibly well done. Like, there were parts where I really forgot that I was looking at CGI characters. Although, oddly, the fire effect, it was like a part where he's swinging around a torch, the fire still looked like CGI fire. It did not look like real fire, when everything else looked so freaking great. It was a little bit disconcerting that, like, there were so many big animals on this planet that looked like they could all kill each other. It didn't seem like there was a real, because they kept going on and on and on and on. And all of the preview things about how it was this whole world that he had envisioned and whatever. And it just seemed like there was a bunch of, like, top-level carnivores and then one big-ass herbivore. And it seemed like every single animal was done up in Crayola colors, you know, real bright, shiny colors, like they wouldn't actually fit in with the jungle. And there was no camouflage or anything else like that going on, which just kind of seemed a little bit unreal. But when you get down to the storyline, it was the typical, you know, noble savage in touch with Mother Earth versus huge, ugly, nasty corporation full of bad men who just want to come and rape the planet. So it was the same, you know, kind of bullshit noble savage myth told all over again of the, oh, the primitive people are the true people and the advanced people, they're evil. So, like, there was nothing in the story that surprised me at all. Like, every twist and turn in the story, I was there way ahead.
No, there was no surprises in that movie. It seemed like they took a bunch of animals that we have here, you know, on Earth, and just added legs to them.
Yep.
Like,
legs and computer
horse,
ports,
such legs.
Yep, legs and computer ports.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep. Yeah, you got USB on everything.
Which doesn't seem all that creative. Like, I don't think visually, it's very stunning. And the 3D was nice, but the storyline is not creative at all. And the characters aren't really that creative. I mean, I guess they kind of are, but it's like, you know, he took a horse, add extra legs, and, you know, a port you can interface with it. You know, he took Indians and made them a little bit taller.
And bluer and took a finger off.
Yeah. I liked it, though.
But would you say that the movie making really blew your mind, like it was the equivalent of The Matrix or Star Wars?
No.
I would say that, yeah, it took the technique of movie making up a notch while leaving the art of movie making completely alone.
Listen, we're not going to deal with all this art bullshit. Yeah. We're busy sharpening our tools.
I guess I felt it was more subtle than The Matrix. Like, for me, when I first saw The Matrix, I knew I was seeing some shit I'd never seen before.
Yeah, The Matrix is like, look at our shit, look at our shit, look at our shit, it happens here.
Where we've seen CGI before, it looked good.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was head and shoulders above any other CGI I've seen before. You know what I mean? Like, it was better, but I don't think it was, like, that big a difference that you're like, oh, holy shit. At least for me.
No, I really felt like, you know, I got part of the way through and then realizing how little of what I'd seen actually existed anywhere. Because it seemed real. It seemed like it seemed practical, like sets and animatronics and whatever.
I guess it's what we've all been waiting for.
Yeah.
Like, it is, like, it's sort of the end result CGI of what we...
They got to where we've expected them to get to.
Where, like, for The Matrix, I wasn't even expecting that. And they just did, like, holy shit! I never even thought about that!
They stop time and flip shit around. Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. This is my unseen. Like, people just talking all this mad shit about it, and it does not look impressive to me at all. Like, it looks like a DreamWorks PDI movie. I'm like, okay, it's like Who Framed Shrek?
Well, LeVar Burton loves it. Fucking tweets about it all the time.
LeVar Burton can't even see. Fuck, how is he going to tell me when he's busy wearing his banana clip eyes that he knows something about 3D? He doesn't even know about D. The uninitiated LeVar Burton played blind Geordi LaForge.
Doesn't he know beyond 3D, Tim?
No, he sees all heat and like he looks like kind of like the Predator.
I thought he saw regular, but even saw better.
No, he saw. They actually showed what his point of view looks like.
Oh, okay.
It's a massive jumble. Although then they showed it again in another movie, and it was crystal, like the best HD camera you ever saw.
Yep.
So
what was it? Did he get an upgraded unit at some point in the storyline?
Yeah, he got an upgraded unit. Penis.
All right.
Nailed it. Yes, he did. Between Generations and First Contact, he got artificial bionic eyes or whatever.
Yep.
But, supposedly he can see different things in the spectrum other than just light. Like, he can see radiation and things like that. And somehow he can tell when people are lying because they get hotter or some shit like that.
But at first he couldn't see normal, though. He couldn't see, like, how we see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the problem is it changes from episode to episode. When shit that they've established would come in handy and, you know, end the episode after 20 minutes, it somehow gets forgotten.
Yeah.
Like, wait, couldn't Geordi have been telling that guy was lying? He blinked. What? it was a short temporal space. You know what? Just fucking watch the show.
Warp particles. Right? Just warp particles and warp particles.
They got space uniforms and rubber foreheads. Just enjoy it, okay? Don't think about it too much. For fuck's sake. That'd be funny if they ended an episode of Star Trek like that. Hey, we've been getting a lot of listener email about this thing and the other thing. I just like to let you know, fucking let it go. It's a show.
Isn't that pretty much what William Shatner did?
Sort of.
With that parody?
Yeah.
Like, get a life, people.
Will you, people? I mean, for crying out loud, it's just a TV show. I mean, look at you. Look at the way you're dressed. You've turned an enjoyable little job that I did as a lark for a few years into a colossal waste of time. I mean, how old are you people? What have you done with yourselves? You must be almost 30. Have you ever kissed a girl? I didn't think so. There's a whole world out there. When I was your age, I didn't watch television. I lived. So move out of your parents' basements. And get your own apartments and grow the hell up. I mean, it's just a TV show, damn it. It's just a TV show.
Are you saying then that we should pay more attention to the movies?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
Oh, no, since you actually... Did you see it in 3D?
I did.
Okay, so... Did Tim like the way that Noah saw it in 3D?
No, Noah's link. Ooh, I'll put it here. But it's the pictures of Twilight.
Oh,
back
yeah,
and
yeah,
forth yeah, with the Picard. What the fuck? Shit.
You like that, Tim?
I'm like, what is this? And I scroll down.
I'm very plain. I sparkle. I'm very plain. I love you and want to eat you. I'm very plain. What the fuck is this shit?
And that is soon to be Sir Patrick Stewart. So it looks like he's singing it. What the fuck is this shit? Anyway, so Noah saw. I mean, yeah, Noah saw something in 3D.
Noah saw Avatar in 3D. I saw Avatar in 3D. So I wanted to ask Noah what he thought about. The problem I usually have with 3D movies is if they're doing something that like is going to come out of the screen at you, but it doesn't come out through the screen. So like the camera's just panning past something that is out past the screen. So it just sort of appears half like it appears in bits on one side of space and then scrolls across your field of view in front of you and then just disappears into nothingness.
I have because, no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Okay, maybe Tim can get this.
All right, do it.
Okay, so they've pushed the placement of an object out, so it's in front of the screen.
Right.
Okay.
So something is ahead of all the other action in terms of the 3D.
Yes, exactly.
So it's
supposed to be floating out in space above everybody's heads.
Like but the fuzzball character from Captain EO returning
exactly
to Disneyland this February.
Yep. Exactly, like fuzzball. Yeah. except, unlike Fuzzball, it doesn't fly out of the screen and then fly back into the screen. It just only exists out of the screen, and it's a panning shot. So it can only appear when it's, you know, what its position is between your eyes and both edges of the screen. So it just sort of, like, appears from nothing at one edge of the screen floating in space, and then disappears into nothing at the other edge of the screen still floating in space. So it's like an object just appeared on one side of the movie theater at an arbitrary line and then disappeared at the other side of the movie theater at another arbitrary line.
That makes more sense now.
You get what he's saying, Noah?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't notice that. I was more focusing on the center of the screen.
I was trying to do so too, but like they kept having like roots and fucking leaves and shit like that do this.
I also was really close to the screen.
I bet you were.
So I don't know if that made a difference. Like, you know, I had to look a lot more to see the edges of the screen.
Yeah, I was a good distance away from the screen, so like the whole thing was in focus all at one, or all, you know, in my field of view at one time.
Yeah, when we got there, it was pretty crowded, so we sat in like the second row.
I had somebody saving me a seat, so I got like, you know, that up top, dead center kind of position. But that was annoying the piss out of me because just objects would appear and disappear. It's like, that's something that's really bugged me about if somebody's trying to do 3D as if it was just a regular movie, as opposed to treating the edge of the screen as if it was a physical thing, like a physical frame that things can come out of and go back into, but that nothing can, you know, just disappear across the edge of. So, like, the whole theater should be like a box flying around your set. And things can come in from your set and then go back out through the only window, but they can't just appear inside my box and disappear somewhere else inside my box.
inside my box.
I said box.
3D in a box. yeah, I mean, yeah, sorry. I didn't notice it, so it didn't really bother me. And I've never really noticed it before, or maybe I did, but it just didn't bother me enough to care.
Maybe I was looking too closely because everyone was talking about, you know, how, oh, you know, and it's all in 3D and they put so much time and thought and energy and blah, blah, blah into it. When
I think it definitely added something to it.
The 3D?
Yeah.
I would say so too. But the stuff just appearing and disappearing inside the theater space, not so good.
There you go. Sit up close, says Andy.
Yeah. Sit up close, says Andy.
So would you recommend seeing it, Andy?
Are you letterboxing?
I'd recommend seeing it if you've got the time and any sort of interest in it. But don't go into it expecting that this thing's going to blow your mind, and go into it expecting that you're going to see something that you, a bunch of stuff that you've seen before, but all together in a way that you haven't seen before. So, like, a new arrangement of older things.
I felt the final scenes were pretty epic.
The fight,
yeah.
Big battle scenes?
Yeah.
I felt the, there was one scene, okay, spoiler alert, and this includes you, Tim, but there was one scene that...
I just threw my headphones off.
Okay.
Is he going to hear when he edits it?
Yeah, so I'm going to do a real gentle spoiler. There's one scene that seemed like it was trying to make a reference to some very like big modern events, and it seemed like it was really, really, really trying to hit you over the head with, "See, this is just like, and you know about that." I'll private message Noah with what I'm talking about, and if anybody wants to leave a comment, I'll private message him too.
Is he done?
Yeah, I did a real gentle spoiler.
Yeah, he's done.
All right.
You don't even need to worry about it when you're...
I gotta be sure to skip that part when I'm editing.
That's what I was like.
That's why I did it real gentle.
Real gentle.
I'll just go past a couple frames.
He warmed me up, lubed it up nice. That was good.
Like a gentleman.
Well, you have anything else to say about Avatar? Are you gonna go see it in the theater? Are you gonna see it in 3D, Tim?
I might. I'm still not excited about it. No one has come back and just made me feel like it's worth all the hype. And so I'm really not that excited about it. I think it's just a ploy to get more of my money by getting me to pay extra to see it in 3D. Like, we're gonna make this 3D movie, and then people have to pay extra to see it in 3D, and then we'll have their money, and they'll only have 3D.
You can keep the glasses, make you feel better about yourself.
I already have two pairs of glasses, one from up and one from
down.
Something else.
Is it the same type of glasses? Because don't they have like a couple different 3D now?
Yeah, they have a couple different companies. Both of mine are real 3D. What the fuck was the other movie that we saw in 3D?
Coraline?
Yeah, no.
I wish I'd seen that.
Oh, it was Toy Story, Tim. It was Toy Story.
You're right. It was Toy Story. Woohoo!
I know I'm right.
So, all right. Captain Attitude. Both of which 3D didn't really add anything for me. Neither Up nor Toy Story 1 and 2.
Well, it seems I probably will not take a movie that wasn't initially 3D and try to make it 3D. That seems kind of weird to me.
I would think with the Toy Stories, they could just re-render it as 3D.
Right. But, they were going to do it with Star Wars. I don't know whatever happened to that. That was George Lucas's big project.
Yeah, and then he was going to make fucking Han and Greedo roses or something. And Greedo just have an allergic reaction. Sorry, George Lucas got old and fat and fucking forgot how to tell a story.
Oh, that's funny. He's going to be on The Daily Show on Tuesday, and I was like, what the fuck? But Danelle's like, I understand, because he ruined your childhood. And I was like, yes, but he also created that childhood. I don't know what to think of him.
I don't know what to do anymore.
He holds a reviled and treasured place in my heart.
I'm so confused.
He made Captain EO, but he also made Indiana Jones 4. What do I make of it?
That his older work was much better than his older work was better than his more recent work, when he was older.
When you were young.
Noah's making stories.
Songs?
Through song.
Ah, all right.
Oh, speaking of Up, I finally saw it because my son, let's say, bought it for my wife.
I showed it to my mom on Christmas Day.
Huh. I don't believe your son did jack shit.
Wow. Way to go, humbug.
Really? Humbug? Anyone believe that story?
Yes. We just watched The Real Ghostbusters where they went back in time and they stopped that story from happening and then Christmas was ruined.
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 That was fake.
Ruined.
It was real.
And then we realized that the Ghostbusters on the show looked nothing like the characters from the movie. I didn't realize
that
for some reason
Venkman sounded like Garfield.
Yeah. Yes. But like when I was younger, I was like, oh, those totally are the Ghostbusters. And I'm like, No, those aren't the fucking Ghostbusters at all. The only person who even looks like... Go ahead, Tim.
Somebody took a soft serve shit on top of Egon's head.
Well, this is how it started. Like, the Dan Aykroyd character is driving it, and I was like, who's that one supposed to be? I was like, it's Dan Aykroyd. He's like, that looks nothing like him. And I was like, well, look at Egon. He's blonde, first of all. Second of all, as Andy said, a soft serve frozen yogurt shit on his head. And then Venkman has more hair than Bill Murray has ever had in his life.
Ever. Ever.
So the only one that looks kind of like him is the black one because they just made a generic black guy.
Yeah.
Voiced by Arsenio Hall.
Oof, oof, oof. Big lips, big ears, big dick. We got it. We got a stencil.
We got a stencil.
Dave Chappelle, we miss you. Oh, and I also saw Star Trek for the first time because I also got it for Christmas.
Holy shit, you hadn't seen it up till this point?
I hadn't seen it up to this point.
Did you watch it on the Blu-ray?
See, that's the thing is I'd been waiting for it to come out on DVD and or Blu-ray, and then I got the PlayStation 3, and then I was told by my wife that I was not to buy myself any movies because she might want to get me something for Christmas, which is really good because the day she told me not to buy anything, I'd been pricing Star Trek on Amazon, and it almost pulled the trigger that day, but I hadn't figured out what else I wanted to toss in to get myself free shipping.
Yeah, I get some free shipping for you.
Yeah.
So what'd you think of Star Trek?
I loved the movie. The director of photography needed to have somebody hit him in the head with a stapler a couple of times.
Wow! Why say that?
No more fucking lens flare! It's enough!
You know what? I like
bad
the lens
DP.
Flare.
I liked a little lens flare, but there were parts where it was like the camera's panning around. And it's like, all right, the screen's white. Oh, I can see. Oh, no, the screen's white again. No, I can see. Oh, no. Fucking screen's white again.
Because
when you're flaring out the whole fucking screen, it's like, how can anybody work on that bridge? It'd be blinding to look around.
It's the future, baby.
Oh, so the future is going to be somewhere where you can't see 3 feet because your eyes are fucking watering. It's like, halogens.
In the future, our eyes will have adapted. Duh.
Oh.
Listen to this guy, Noah.
Future eyes. Pew, pew, pew.
But they showed the special, the exterior special effects without all the lens flares. I was like, that looks exactly like episode one. Then they showed it with the lens flares. Like, that looks like episodes 4, 5, and 6. Like, it just
looks more practical.
Yeah, it gives more of a realistic look to the ships flying around when there's lens flares and bits of shit on the lens, and as opposed to just like that antiseptic. The beginning of Star Wars Episode 3, The Revenge of the Sith, like people always pointed to it as awesome. I'm like, this looks so fucking fake.
Yep.
I mean, it is fake. This spaceship, I understand. Don't tell them, write in. Oh, it's fake. Spaceships aren't real, faggot. I know.
When back in the 70s, they're doing shit like having things come at each other from odd angles. And they're having planes, like they're putting some jitter into they're doing motion capture and programming jitter into the camera to make the camera look like it's mounted to another ship that's getting buffeted around.
Buffeted?
Yes, buffeted.
Wasting Jimmy away buffeted. Here in Margaritaville?
Yes, yes. Yeah, see, that was fucking great. But yeah, you're right, absolutely. Revenge of the Sith looked so fucking antiseptic.
Exactly. I'm like, I don't care about these characters because nothing bad will happen to them because they're just sitting in front of a blue screen.
Yep. Yeah, you watch that first battle in Revenge of the Sith, it's like, you know, in about 3 years, I'm going to play a video game that looks exactly fucking like this.
You didn't have to wait 3 years.
Nope.
I bet it was available in the lobby.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby and get ourselves
Oh, speaking of movies, I tried to, with my wife, watch The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward something something something. Brad Pitt and Ben Affleck's younger brother. Yeah, Casey Affleck. That movie was ponderous in a way that made Brokeback Mountain seem speedy.
Wow. I've never seen Brokeback Mountain.
We gave up halfway through.
Of course Andy saw it.
We just fucking deleted it. There's some beautiful storytelling in
Brokeback
Mountain.
I still
want to
see it.
The
so
Jesse
this is
James
seen,
one?
Unseen, unseen.
Yes.
Nailed it.
By the coward Robert Ford. That's what it was.
Okay, now I got it.
Makes all sense.
Long ass title.
It makes all the difference.
Yeah, like we tried to watch it, we turned it off, went and did something else, came back like a day or two later, tried to pick it back up, got like another half hour into it, looked at each other, and I'm like, fuck it, delete this.
We're going to die someday, and we have to account for our time.
Yeah. Like, Oscar nominated, Oscar schmanominated, whatever. This thing is, it's fucking making me old to sit here. I'm not expecting it, you know, to be like, you know, oh, slam, bang, boom, everything's moving really fast or whatever. But it's just everything was so slow. Not like deliberate, not plotting, not like Sling Blade was ponderous, but it was artistically so because you're just sort of watching this inescapable progression of this slow guy's life into this ending that's kind of unavoidable. This was not that way. This was just like somebody sitting around with a camera and everybody else going, oh, wait, we should do shit? Whatever.
All right.
So, anybody else have fun? New Year's Eve fun? Anybody have a white Christmas?
New Year's Eve fun.
Any other broken toes?
No. Nothing. I got a Wii.
No.
Wii.
Oh, we got a Wii, too.
Wii. I don't like Wii.
The 8th was like golf on Wii.
Actually, I did. That was fun. Even though I was losing, I still liked it. It was boxing I didn't like because I felt like... I felt like it wasn't responding to what I was doing. So I'm like, what the fuck is the point of this? Fucking just flip a coin. Did I lose? Did I win? Done. Why would we make me waste all that fucking effort pretending to punch people?
I enjoy the Wii.
Well, I will probably enjoy the Wii as soon as it arrives in one of the many boxes being shipped from California.
I enjoyed the bowling. I enjoyed baseball, a little iffy, but golf. Golf was fun.
He didn't seem like he was having fun at the time.
At golf?
Yeah.
That's because I was fucking shooting it all over the place. I was like a porn star. Gah, 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 gah! I was like, okay, I practice with the wrist, and boom! What the hell? All of a sudden, I became Superman. Putt with the strength of 10 men.
I had a putter out. How did I drive for 400 yards? That's almost a quarter mile.
Yes, we good. We good.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yep. So we'll be enjoying the Wii. We'll have to watch a little bit less TV.
Oh, you know what? And also, if there's anything anybody didn't get for Christmas, like an official TanCast shirt, you can buy it at the Tan Store, baby. Woohoo!
Open for business.
CafePress.com/TanCast. TanCast. I can't even say the website. You know what? There's a link in the show notes.
Get the shit while it's hot. Limited edition.
It's very limited. As in limited to the only three people who ever click on that site.
We are a not-for-profit organization.
Exactly.
We would like to become a for-profit organization, so visit cafepress.com/.
We're not holding our breath. We would like to become a for-break-even organization.
We are a for-Tim-needs-a-new-car organization.
Fucking A, Tim needs a new car. It's starting to make other noises besides the brakes. Like, it just makes random noises when the engine's revving up. Like there's a humpback whale trapped in my engine.
There is, Tim. There is.
Maybe trying to communicate with that probe from Star Trek 4.
Wow.
Anybody who's seen Star Trek 4 recently is laughing. He nailed it.
I know I did. That was kind of annoying for the rest of my family, because we were watching Star Trek together, and I kept going, ooh, that's a callback to, hey, that's a reference to. And other people in the family liked Star Trek, but didn't necessarily have all the movies committed to memory in the same way that I do.
My wife likes Star Trek. She almost wasn't going to get it for me for Christmas because she thought we should have it in the house before then.
Awesome. Slap your wife on the ass for me.
I'll do it, but not for you. It's for me.
We'll do it for all the TanCast listeners out there.
You do it for you, but I'm still going to enjoy it.
Well, all right. Not as much as I will.
Can't stop me.
Can't stop. Won't stop.
Speaking of stopping, I think we're going to stop this episode.
Sounds good.
Unless anybody else has something to add.
Nope.
I feel like as the one with the most fucked up voice right now, I should have done a lot less of the talking than I did. But there you go. Start the new year off wrong.
It doesn't sound fucked up, if that's what you're worried about.
Oh, really? It sounds horrible inside my head. Well, like, more horrible than normal. Like, I'm causing my own diarrhea right now.
No. It's a little nasally around the beginning and ends of sentences, but that's about it. But when you troll on for about a fucking half hour, the beginning and the end are so far away from each other, you forgot the beginning by the time you get to the end.
Well, that's good.
Yay!
Huzzah!
Happy 2010, everybody. We will catch you next time. And remember, keep fucking that chicken.
Yep. You did it. Now it's done.
Keep fucking it. Fuck it till it's done.
Thanks for listening to TanCast Episode 81. Remember to visit our website, TanCast.com, for our blogs and the official show notes, where you'll find links to the official TanCast store at CafePress.com/TanCast, the link to subscribe via iTunes or the Zoom Marketplace, and the link to give us a vote at Podcast Alley. As always, you can email us at YourMom@TanCast.com, and special thanks to all of you who participated in TanCast iTunes Review Day. That's it for this week. Join us next time for more TanCast.
TanCast.
What?
I was just putting the link in for you for the stuff in my phone.
Time for your bullshit.
Back to Scene Unseen.
Yes, back to Scene Unseen.
Scene unseen.
I'm leaving.
At last, finally, a quality podcast.
Yeah. We knew we'd get there someday. Oh, Tim, you're going to want to dump my audio for just half a second, kind of right here. All right, I'm back.
I was really expecting a little more dramatic than that.
Oh.
Tim, you're going to want to dump my audio. I was expecting like a siren to go by, or air horn to go off, baby to cry, a cat to hack up something. Nope, just a little cough.
No, I was expecting myself to hack something up pretty nasty there, and it didn't come up, so.
Yeah, I guess something's going to come up. My penis.
It's just sitting there in the background. Every time I breathe in, I feel this little at the back of my throat. It's
getting Andy, on my nerves. Such what? A puss head.
Pussy puss head.
Fuck you.
Oh, all right.
That's it? That's all it would have taken this whole time? Andy, you're fat. Fuck you. All right.
Yeah, all right, well, fair enough.
Okay.
You've got to be hostile.
I see your point, fuck me. I got to be hostile.